right and the left. That's correct, you are.
Because you're living on a line. It's a linear expansion in this direction and the other one. It has infinite length but infinitesimal girth. Timeline Earth, only one dimension for you to meet your friends.
Aaron, easy. It's our guests. It's our guests. It's Tim and Joe. It's Tim and Joe from the Anarchitect.
Well, the last time somebody came in unexpectedly, I thought it was the fire marshal, and it turned out not to be.
It was Santa, and you shot him.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how's it going?
Wow, it's great to have you guys frazzled. Here.
It's nice to be here. I've heard so much about this place.
Yeah, we're excited to have you in. We're excited to see you guys. This is great.
Oh, you brought clipboards. Oh, good. We can cut up some lines.
Hell yeah. Well, we've got some. You guys want some crack?
Yeah, bring those in. Sit down. You want a coffee?
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah. Do you have any decaf?
No, we don't even really have any cats.
We only have uppers here.
Yeah, this is an uppers household. Well, it's great to have you guys.
It's great to be here, man. I'll tell you, it was a long flight over from Australia, but I managed to sneak out of the COVID lockdowns. And I found an agorist airline, a commercial airline that was flying out. So
currently
there's a network of agorist international airlines that are willing to transport people around during lockdown.
Nice.
Really buff dude.
Yeah, can't even get off the ground. It's just a little bit fat. Yeah. I mean, loaded down with donut holes.
It worked out really well.
Fat conk in air.
Flying 10 feet above the waves avoids radar, and also you're overweight.
The guy on the dolphin is huge, obviously, but the dolphin is a little overweight and struggling.
Not from the luggage, just from the people.
Got a cabin capacity of one.
Yeah, well, the thing is that after the meal, the plane flew a little slower because the chickens were no longer pulling it.
Oh, okay. I like that. That's quite an air rig. I like that. Man, it's good news that you guys are here.
Glad you made it. Yeah. Glad you didn't get shot like a previous guest. That didn't go well.
Yeah, we had a close call out in the alley out there, but we managed to scrape past.
It happens.
I'd offer you a seat, but
it does.
You know, there's just nothing. We're maxed out on seats. You can just sit on the floor. Just brush away the used needles.
Honestly, I'd rather just touch as little as possible.
No, stand up.
Yeah, it's understandable.
And you'll be fine if you just stand right there. There you go. You look good in that corner. I'll tell you what.
Hepatitis is a real bitch.
It can be. How's that going?
It's been a wild ride. Been a wild ride in this studio here.
Yeah, but congratulations on the new studio, by the way.
Thanks a bunch. We're glad to have some guests in here, entertain and show around, and it's a real big step forward.
I like the new face-to-face format. It's really live.
We bring everybody in. We fly them in on our company credit card. Except for you with the dolphin. Mm-hmm. That was pretty slick of you. That was great. It was a very expensive flight from over there. That was very slick
Saved
of you.
Saved us some money.
But yeah, we usually fly people in. It's big. Timeline Earth is a big, it's a big deal these days, apparently, from what I understand. Yeah. I say with a lot of confidence.
It's pretty much the redefinition of our entire reality. So,
you know what? I'm glad you guys are here, actually, because you guys do run an educational show. And I got on the board. I wrote this down. Cara, I wanted to get your thoughts on this because we had texted about this in one of our 2:30 in the morning conversations. And I believe if I'm looking at the timestamp correctly, I penned this at 3:37 in the morning on the 2nd of January. And it says TLE is not an educational program. And I just think...
Oh, that's bullshit.
Yeah, I wanted to get your thoughts on that because I had somebody recently tell me, I don't like your show because it's just you guys laughing at one another and you don't learn anything. Now I think that's why a lot of people do actually like the show, but I wanted to get your thoughts on what is the official stance we're taking as far as the education policy of this podcast? This one.
We've got quite a few educational topics that we could get into today.
Is that what we want? We are a couple of crack addicts. That's the problem.
I say we stick to the crack and laughing, but we could do some education.
All right, we'll try it. Let's try it. Mm. Let's do a little of it.
The thing is,
I think the whole thing is more of like a cautionary tale for everybody else.
That's,
You're like, it's like the after school special of what you don't what you want don't to become. Yeah.
If so any other podcast tried to do this, it would blow up in their face.
Totally.
That's
blow
right
up.
Just like it blew up in our face.
That's only really after we brought him in, but also then I guess the educational quality probably went down at the same time as that happened too. I'm not sure.
It's a mixed bag, really. It's a mixed bag, honestly.
All I'm hearing really... is that one of our listeners is angry with us.
That's great.
I know, that's fine by me.
Yeah. That's your goal, right, Aaron?
That's all. That's
name
the
your
goal.
Enemy, Aaron.
Yeah.
Name that's your right. enemies.
Friends close, the listeners. Friends close, listeners closer.
Man. We're all starting to very quickly diverge online, it seems like. Corey, you've narrowed in on your goth mm-hmm. GF. Yeah, I'm working the nice. TLE lady crowd. Aaron, what's going on with you? What crowd are you working this week? there you go.
I kind of go through like a rotation throughout the day.
Do you? You like, check in on a couple of people.
Check in, make sure they're still pissed off for some reason. Then move on to the next.
Hey, bitch.
Roving around, foaming at the mouth, punching. Jesus. Just punching.
Oh, you know, I haven't pissed off the end caps today.
Yeah, that is what I see.
Got alarm set on your phone.
Do you guys ever get people who are pissed off at you, Tim, Joe? Do you guys ever, like, is there anybody who's ever, like, okay, good. Really? I was going to, because if people are getting pissed off at you, they got to relax for sure.
Yeah, I had a tweet the other day. Every now and then what I do is I find some blue check, you know, that makes some sort of smart ass comment, and I'll, you know, jump in on the reply with some, you know, even more mm-hmm. smart ass comment. And then, like, every now and then you actually get engagement from that, and it, like, genuine engagement. But I had one recently where some lady had posted something about, you know, America is the cruelest country or something like that, because, you know, there are, because poor people exist. And you know, so I posted some ranking of, you know, list of countries by poverty, by children in poverty or something like that. And I get some people jumping on going, oh, look at the, like retweet, quote tweeting me going, this guy calls himself an anarchist and he just posted a list
wow.
of countries. Like, some countries can be better than others. That's not an anarchist. I'm like,
wow.
What the hell have
That's
I discovered?
That's a new one.
And then it got worse. So... So I engage. I go, let me guess. You're the kind of anarchist that voted for Joe Biden, right? The response to this, well, no, because I'm a minor.
What a move. Moose.
Jeez. Yes.
There were like multiple people jumping in on this. And apparently there's some subculture of, like, I think it's teenage girls that somehow think that, I guess, like, anarchism means, like, trans mm-hmm. something
this
or other
is,
like,
this is
like they were all about
this
trans
is a
rights
thing.
And stuff like
get
that
get these
and
people
somehow.
Off of the internet if you're under the age of 29 actually,
nine
just get off of the internet. I'll go too. Let's get
yeah,
off that internet.
Get out of here.
I'm friend. Getting out.
Sorry,
I'll see
news.
You later
bad
I'll be
news.
Back in a few years.
We've got to register the internet in me and Aaron's names so they don't take it from the studio.
Yeah. It's like when you had to go into a store and buy an M-rated video game. You needed your mom's permission. So you have to show her the cover and it's a guy sawing some woman's head off. And you're like, I promise. It's educational.
This time the cover is just a guy holding a fiber optic line. Can I get some internet, please? My co-hosts are
That's
of age.
A really troubling... population of folks on the internet is like any minors who are anarchists. Really
That's
strange.
And they are the future of left activism.
and they literally have no idea.
It is literally right now making leftists want to kill themselves.
Are they the future of left activism or are you the future of left activism, Aaron?
Trying to fucking...
And specifically making people want
to
kill themselves.
He's trying to pass the torch so that he can make everybody else want to make everybody kill themselves too.
Wow. Yeah,
auto Stalinism.
You're really good at
you just
it,
do yeah. it yourself.
You line yourself up in the ditch.
You holla de more yourself. Just get it over with. So I will say this. So if you're counting that as a person who's been pissed off at you, that's fine. That's a fine one. I'm okay with that. They're going to be pissed off at everybody.
Yep.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
Our hot button issues are things like zoning and short-term rental.
No, see,
those
yeah,
are
and
like
I imagine most of the people listening
like
are
how
like,
fucking dare you?
Yeah, right. Everybody listening is like agreeing
Every now
with
and
you.
And then
so
I try to
like,
right. There's like an anti, you know, the urbanist crowd, they're all like anti-cars, right? So I'm like, every now and then I try to tweak them, like, you know, cars are okay.
Well, that is a weird... There is a weird, like the kind of strong towns focal point brings a lot of like interesting folks together towards it. I don't know if that's specifically what you're referring to, but there is like
the Strong Towns is sort of like one corner of the whole anarchist thing, you know, which is probably like a bit more aligned to like our whole philosophy. But then, you know, then there's like normie urbanism. If you want to know, like, so normie urbanism is pretty much defined. There's this guy, Brent Toderian, who was like a city planner in Vancouver when they had the Olympics or something. And he was kind of like this wonder kid back then. Like, you know, he was like 20 in his mid 20s, like basically like running the program for how they're going to redesign Vancouver to host the Olympics. So he's kind of like this, like everyone loves him, but it's like, I subscribe to him just for the normie takes.
Yeah.
And it's all this stuff about, you know, it's all, cars are bad, bikes are good. You know, no, very little nuance. And every now and then I like, that's the sort of guy that I'll quote tweet.
Yeah, sure.
Or jump in on the replies and just try to tweak something, you know, but,
I've said it before on this podcast and I'll say it again. Cyclists need to be murdered en masse.
Oh my God, Aaron.
This is the third Fed post already. He's on fire today. Yeah. He was so slightly sick last week. And so he was somewhat subdued. And now that he's back in full force, he's absolutely wild.
It's just been building up.
I come on this show every week to vent.
We've heard him over there on the mattress rolling around murmuring for 3 days. And finally, he finally gets up and now he wants to murder all the cyclists. I like my bicycle.
Yeah, but you didn't call yourself Bike Camp It.
Oh.
Well, that's a good point.
Oh, man.
I was going to say the anti-car crowd, you know, there's two of them. There's like the urbanists and then there's like the hosts of the, you know, the co-hosts of this podcast who aren't car.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, right. Yeah, one of them is particularly more vicious than the other, I can tell you.
I had a moment online and I cannot remember who it was at this point, but Corey, you might have been there. I cannot remember who it was, but it was in a group chat. It was probably in the Anarchy Ball group chat. So this is probably a while ago. And it was a conversation about anarchism that turned into a conversation about brutalist architecture. And I was fighting and I had no idea what architecture is. I didn't know what it was. I just felt the need. I heard the word brutalist and I was like, I don't like that. I don't like the sound of it. I don't like it. So that's my extent of two things. I think that might have been one of the last times I ever argued on the internet, by the way. Probably related. Two forays into arguing on the internet and brutalist architecture put together. So that was my only experience with architecture at all in any way.
I do think I remember that. Doesn't brutalist architecture, that refer to?
Yeah,
that
it's word for, I think it's like béton brut or something, which is the French word for, I think it's like raw concrete or something along those lines.
So the idea
is that it's these buildings that are primarily made out of concrete as the structure, as well as even the walls and everything. I've been to one of the, I think it might be billed as being like the first kind of prototypical brutalist building, which is the Villa Redius. I can't speak French. Joe and I are like French Canadian, like half French Canadian, and I can't speak French.
Combine your powers. Right. There you go. There you go.
Anyways, it's by Le Corbusier, who is one of these famous, you know, modernist architects. And he actually designed the building in steel, apparently. But this was, I think it was just after World War II when there were all these steel shortages. So he couldn't get a built in steel. So he was like, well, let's try concrete. And then in doing that, he built it. He's like, oh, this is kind of cool. Let's make a whole style based on this. And then that spawned off into a whole series of terrible public housing buildings for the next four decades.
Spawned off into an argument on the internet with Birdo.
Yeah, it'll happen.
One thing leads to another, and then all
you argue about stuff a lot, so much, and then you eventually realize that you don't actually know anything about what you're arguing, and so everything is just Googling at the time, and it's like, what's going on? I'm just functioning for like a piece of entertainment. And then
I need to
away.
Start doing that more just to keep up my chops, like to just for entertainment. It's just pick a random thing I see and just argue against it and don't really think about anything. Just Google, and then the first thing that comes up, just spout it out. See how it goes.
Really?
What do you think I do?
Well, crack, Aaron.
Well, yeah. So hold on. So we're talking about you, like, so you on the internet, you catch somebody talk, what? Like,
I don't know,
you
I don't like care.
Your
whatever
hamburger cooked,
sure.
Medium, what? And then what are you going to do? So you see that and you go, what? What do you do? What's your first move? We're practicing.
Okay.
What's your first move?
Well, I'm going to Google.
So my tweet says, if you don't like your burger cooked medium well, you're a dum-dum. What would you respond to that with?
I would say that if you cook your hamburger medium well, it doesn't kill all the viruses. And you're an idiot.
Yeah, you need some practice,
you're gonna get COVID.
You're on the right track.
I like that. No, I was gonna say I like though that you added, and you're gonna get COVID.
And you're gonna get COVID.
Yeah, that's
it's always gotta be time. It's always gotta be prescient.
Uh-huh. Oh, absolutely. Right. See, you're gonna get your account banned because you're gonna tweet at somebody that if you don't like your burger specific temperature, I hope you get COVID.
You might as well send your money to Israel.
Wow. See, that's your next move, is taking one topic.
See, the COVID thing is just the left jab, and then you don't see, but the right haymaker is coming around, and that's Israel.
Here's the left,
and it's
right.
It's always
right?
Israel.
If you take this vaccine, coming in from the right, the quick right jab is going to be, if you take this vaccine, it's going to give your kids autism. That's from the right, right? And then if you come in with the haymaker from the left, right, that's going to be, yep. You're sending your money to an Israeli company. There you go. Boom. That's how we stop it.
You might as well send your child for a sacrifice
that's,
on
that's
an Israeli
what,
altar.
That's, this is the worst centrism I've ever heard. We can't try it. We can't do this.
It's
I don't even know how we got there.
It's ideal.
I'm spinning.
It's built for the internet.
All right. Yeah. I'm going to have some crack. Give me the crack. Mm. Thank you. You guys, mm-hmm. Do you guys do any of this stuff?
Yeah, do you want some raw concrete?
Well, to be honest, I am a little jet lagged from the flight, so... Probably
yeah, take
poppers.
a little.
Nice.
Yeah, we got poppers. We got a lot of. It's weird that we spend all of our money on different intoxicants, but you have to keep eating at McDonald's every day.
It
it's
weird.
Interesting stuff.
You know the good thing about poppers, right?
Makes your booty hole relax.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, the opposite of that because I could probably use some of that. I gotta tighten up.
God. All right, let us pivot. I want to formally on the show on air. Thank you, Joe, for the beautiful, fantastic, wonderful music that you put together on your Rube Goldberg machine set. Thank you so much. It really bops. I wanted to
so
ask
good.
You,
no worries.
When you made that song, what were you listening to besides Mega Man soundtracks, which is very, which I really like. What was going on? Like, did you try and target?
So there was a few. I think the first one was like the original, like 1960s Star Trek, because I wanted to do something with the theremin.
Yeah.
And so like,
you bought a theremin.
I found this YouTube clip.
Okay.
No, I built a theremin.
Oh, you built
so
one.
I had this theremin kit. Yeah, I had this kit that I had bought like 2 years ago, which I wanted to do as like a project with the kids. And then I left my soldering iron on one day and it burned out. So, I basically just got stuck for 2 years where I just was too lazy to go buy a new soldering iron, but I finally got around to doing it. And then, you know, this kind of gave me the impetus to actually finish the project and get the thing built.
Wow.
So we finished the theremin. So I'm like, okay, well, I got to do something with the theremin. So I'm looking up theremin songs and like the old Star Trek theme song. I actually found this cool video of this lady doing like a live performance of it, like on a theremin with a symphony orchestra behind her, which was pretty cool. So I'm listening to that a bit. That's got like, you know, that sort of second part where it's got the strings and stuff. That's kind of inspired by that. And I wanted to do a theremin part. I got to play you guys this. Hang on. You got to hear this. The original version I had that had the theremin trying to do the melody on that thing. Because it turns out a theremin's it's pretty hard to play and actually hit the notes and stuff.
Yeah, you guys got to understand, like Joe was talking about this theremin, like from the moment he had the idea for this song, you and I were going back and forth about it. Every time he's like, "Oh, I got to finish that theremin, man. Oh, I got to get the theremin on there."
See, what I'm hearing is that Joe should be thanking us for giving him motivation to finish his theremin.
That's it.
And so you're welcome.
You're very welcome,
you know, guys.
Oh man, I wish I could get Joe to do this kind of stuff for our podcast.
Oh, you mean like actually record an episode every now and then?
All you got to do is record on crack, and then you'll be inspired to do more.
Make him dependent on hard drugs, and then he has no choice but to do what you say.
Make him join a union, Perhaps drive him out of his hometown. Where
all we're saying is we have the blueprint.
Yeah, and, we got an idea.
We can offer it to you.
You make it all sound so simple.
Yeah.
All right, so guys, I think you should be able to hear this. I'm going to try to play this, and this is basically the bit with the theremin playing over the verse. Let me see.
The Rollo and Slappy Show.
Wait a minute. you guys weren't supposed to hear that. Oh.
Did I just get moosed by a different production guy?
That's
Jesus. Oh, that's terrible. You can't.
That's this other song I'm working. That's not a podcasting. That's this.
Well,
you can't
you're
do
right
that
about
to
that,
us.
It is not a podcast.
You can't. No, it's not a. It's not a good one either. Don't listen to it. Don't go anywhere near it. That's terrible. Oh my God, I feel like my heart was just stabbed. Oh,
you know what I was gonna do when I originally did that song? I had the idea to basically do that and give it to them. Because they release their episodes on Tuesdays, and you guys release on Wednesdays, and I knew when you guys were going to do it, and I was going to get them to, like, do that, like, the day before.
I have an inkling that, so they used to record on Mondays and then release it on Mondays, and now they record on Tuesdays and release it on Tuesdays, and I swear it was having to record with us. That just convinced them that Monday wasn't the day for them to record anymore, which is pretty hilarious. We've had a major impact on them in only bad ways.
All of our listeners should be familiar with how that feels.
Now I'm terrified that he's going to just keep playing the same melody to like different rival podcasts. Free Man Beyond the Wall.
Beyond the Wall.
We were spitballing it before it came on here.
I was going to do that.
Terrible.
I was going to do that. I told Tim just before the thing.
I'm terrified.
The
all right.
Tom
okay.
Woods.
You guys in that podcast.
Joe Rogan Experience.
Man, that would be a...
I'm just going to...
All right, relax. We have more listeners than that guy.
Every podcast with a new theme song. Hey... just like when you renew your web thing and you start getting all these spams, like, oh, let me design your web page for you.
I'm
just
going to do it.
Here's a
you, thing. If you still have the instrumental, you could do that probably
just,
really
I just
easily.
I just did that one.
Change the lyrics. That's the exact same one. There's nothing different to that except your voice. Yeah, that's terrifying. This is bad. This is why you don't outsource stuff.
Especially to download, you never know what this.
God, imagine if that was to get into the wrong hands. That would be terrible. Oh my God, what a nightmare it would be if everybody just on their podcast decided to run our old theme as their theme. I'd be literally having an aneurysm.
I just wouldn't listen to podcasts.
All right, let me play this thing over. All right, ready? So I think this is coming into the the linear expansion part, right? And we're going to have the so it's basically the same song. It's just got the theremin trying to do the melody. Here we go.
Oh my God, that sounds insane. That is just an insane experience. We should unironically use that.
Joe, can you give me that file?
We should unironically use that.
Joe, I'll actually pay you good money if you just do the song again. Take the words out and just have the theremin sing it in like a really
and we can
bad
just
way.
Add in like vague yelling into the tune, like.
That was
take 40.
Oh, yeah, Joe, you got to send
me 40 takes to get it that good.
Oh God,
yeah, we need more. 40s?
Joe sent this to me. He's like, yeah, I did like 40 takes. This was the best I could do.
That makes me want to seriously. That makes me want to have that version and then have like tremendous loot, like a guy like singing over the top of that. That's crazy. God,
I can send that.
If we ever get
that's great though. That was your 40th time ever using that?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I basically flipped on the switch and then hit record and started doing takes.
Does everybody know what a theremin is? Joe, maybe you should explain that, like for the uninitiated.
Yeah, maybe you should.
Well, explain it for the
It's a thing that like the Beach Boys used to use them and like all the old kind of 60s sci-fi stuff where it's basically it's a box that's got an antenna sticking up and a little plate out the side, or sometimes it's a little like loop out the side. And what you do is you hold your hand near it, and as you get closer to it, to the antenna, it changes the pitch. Mm-hmm. So that's, hang on, I've got it. Let's see if you guys can hear this. Can you guys hear that?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, so what I'm doing, I'm moving my hand closer to the antenna to change that pitch.
It sounds like Aaron after we get Chipotle.
Yeah, right. This was Aaron during the last episode we recorded.
You guys want me to just kind of play it throughout the whole recording?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, keep it going. Keep it rolling.
Man. Could we get like a...
It sounds so good.
Could we get like a laugh track? And his balls! Oh, man.
That's good.
I like
reinforcing
that.
Reinforcing punchlines.
Yeah. What I'm hearing is the next time that we have to create a new podcast and spend a year and a half getting ready to do that, we will need you to do a song entirely on the theremin.
Yes. 100%. Yes. With each successive podcast, we increase the percentage of theremin, both in the introductory music and throughout the duration of each show. And to the point where it's just a theremin solo all the way through.
Until the whole show is eventually just this.
Just three theremins yelling at each other.
Three theremins in an argument on the internet.
Can you try and do the Timeline Earth melody right now?
Oh, Jesus.
I'm putting him on the spot.
I gotta
calibrate the theremin.
Okay.
Yeah. Tune it. Hold on,
it sounds
tune
like
it.
He's taking a massive shit. I gotta find my note. This is too entertaining. Why is it? Thanks for bringing this.
Yeah, fuck
into
the rest
track
of the podcast.
Studio,
let's just fuck around with the theremin the rest of the time.
yeah, just play that for the whole thing.
Let's go. We got 30 minutes. Right.
Dude, this is where, depending on where you listen to this show, makes a massive difference. Because if you're just trying to like cook, or if you're exercising and you in the background,
really, if you're doing anything, work.
But if you're driving. If you're driving, I imagine that was pretty entertaining.
I got a couple ideas for our premium content Patreon subscribers.
Naked theremin jam sesh. or our weekly segment, theremin
really like
or Chipotle. You just get a sound sample.
You nuzzle up to the.
It's like the analog. it's the acoustic theremin.
All right, listeners, was it theremin or was it Chipotle?
Oh. God. This really is what that guy was talking about, is they just laugh at themselves.
No, you're right. I know. We prove him more and more right with every
single one. I've had a lot of people learn what a theremin is today. Educational.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they sure did.
They told you it would be educational.
Oh, man. Do you know anything about the history of that object? Like, why they created that thing?
I just Googled it real quick.
It was invented, like, in the... Yeah, like 1920, yeah.
No, it was actually, it was invented... It was invented in 1910, and it will actually give you COVID.
I better switch it off.
Also, the main exporter is Israel.
Whoa! There it is.
Did you like that? I'm practicing.
Yeah,
I'm practicing
yeah, yeah.
For the argument.
Left, right. That was it right there. The left and the right. There it is. You hear that moose? You hear that moose? Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. So 1920, where?
I think it was some American guy, but
I'm guessing it was Mr. Theremin.
Leon Theremin.
Look at the photo of him if you Google Leon Theremin.
But like back in those days, people would just like screw around with electronics to do all kinds of crazy stuff. Like that was around the time you had like, what's his name, Tesla doing stuff. And
yeah.
What was he doing? All kinds of crazy stuff.
For music. Did he do a music thing?
He did like, I'm not actually that into Tesla. I know some people are like there's like a cult of Tesla out there that people are into. But for whatever reason, I've just never...
I'll take that stance right now. I'll take that stance with you, brother. I'll take him right there. Sure. I'm with you.
I think he's all right. He's
a right guy. Nikola Tesla.
I'm not anti-Tesla.
We heard it. We heard it.
We're
all anti-Tesla.
Yeah.
Anti-Tesla on this podcast.
Yeah, if you're a listener and you like Tesla, fuck you.
Get fucked.
Pro who?
I'm more of a Westinghouse guy. Whose guy was it?
Pro Edison.
That was a rival.
That is a really bad for a vaguely anarchist podcast.
Welcome to this libertarian podcast.
Yeah,
it's
a pro Edison stance and an anti Tesla stance. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. Man, I look forward to hearing you fiddle around with that theremin a little bit more, man. If I had that thing, I would really be just kind of. I'm glad I don't have one, is all I'm saying, because it would be right next to my keyboard.
Guys, all I'm saying, that was great. That was great, but what I want is just a little more theremin.
I got a fever.
And the only
thing that's going to cure it is a little more of that theremin.
It's a little more theremin.
Humbling. Mm. Truly, absolutely humbling.
Truly humbling. A dose of theremin is truly humbling.
yours is clearly Chipotle. Yeah. It's just a Chipotle. You could the drop off at the end gives it away.
Oh, God, shit.
Yeah.
The pained screams give it away.
Yeah,
it's the cliff with that, and then just pained screams in the back. Yeah. All right, everyone, was that theremin or Chipotle? Oh God, help!
God.
I just fucking wiped.
Maybe I'll just do some like long-term theremin takes that you can just loop, you know? Just like a 30-minute long theremin loop.
It would be good. Yeah, here's the thing is.
Yeah.
Man, Aaron's been in there playing the theremin for 30 or 40 minutes. You think he's okay?
Man, wow. What a roast. If we did an episode where Aaron's not around and it's just you and me, Carr, and it's Aaron taking a really bad shit in the background the whole episode. So I just go back to all the Fagcast libraries and the Timeline Earth libraries, and I pull all of his loudest noises and laughs that he's made, and I make them sound like pain screams and things like that.
Psychotic laughing in between pain screams.
No, if you put enough reverb on a laugh, you could turn it into a grunt.
God,
it's fine.
I'm dying.
I could do a bunch of that. I could do a bunch of that. Man, that would really roast his ass, wouldn't it? That'd be great.
Man, fucking no, you're roasted. Just giving me a Monday off. That's all that is.
Yeah, but the Tuesday online will be very on.
yeah, I'll have to do a lot of damage control on that Tuesday.
Yeah, a whole lot. Oh man, good ideas here. Good ideas. How much did that theremin cost you? I would really like to get one.
Yeah, what's the theremin market look like?
$100
I think it was like $100 or something.
Oh,
but that's Australian dollars, so it's probably
all
like,
right,
you know,
boys.
That's like
I know what we're getting with that podcast.
Hell yeah,
Bonnie.
Theremin's all around.
Man, there you go.
But
that's a good idea.
Gotta go find
a Patreon tier.
Man, go find some more copies.
Yeah, I would end up scrapping mine.
We can have a Patreon tier, and it's titled Theremin Fund. And once it hits a certain number, once it hits,
we quit podcasting and go full time theremin. No.
Once it hits that number, what
thanks
we can
a lot,
do is
suckers.
You can limit the tiers on like how many people can subscribe to one, right? So we get enough people in there to fund it, and that's the same number of people who will get the track that we create when we're done with it.
The theremin tier Patreon subscribers.
And it's short. It's like a tier. It'll last, you know, like as long as it takes for us to get it there. All each get theremins and create our own little song. And then those people, they get the track first and they can do with it what they wish. And then we delete the tier and we forget we did anything.
We could finally pursue our dream of like just playing the theremin instead of being podcasters. Yes,
the touring theremin. What would be our band name if we were just three idiots on the stage playing theremins?
Timeline Earth.
Yeah, yeah.
Timeline Earth, the Chipotle sessions.
Oh, there it is. That's it. That's the app. All right. I don't know if we need to make a GoFundMe or if we need whatever we need to do, but now I am determined we are going to create that to be able to buy theremins and make songs out of them. I'm just determined. That's we're gonna make an album.
I'm gonna end up single.
We're gonna. We're gonna make an album called the Chipotle Sessions, and it's the three of us each playing a different instrument on the theremin. So yeah, Carr, I think you've attracted me to the idea that you're gonna be the percussionist because of that little you do. Yep. I think I could use like a.
Yeah, that's it. Ready? So we can do some percussion.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep. There you go.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Now give me a bass, Joe. What would a bass sound like?
Bass is a little bit tricky. Let me see. You gotta kind of wait on it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's got to be it.
That's it. I want bass. It's I'm like... taking a bass. Aaron, you got the lead. You got the guitar.
Oh, and it's just solos, just face melting solos.
Yeah.
I'm just gently tapping away. Bird's walking out of baseline, and Aaron's ripping people's faces off with melters.
300 or so listeners, if you subscribe to that tier, you'll be able to be treated to such sounds as, Joe, give me some guitar. Yeah. There you go. Now imagine that's Aaron washing back his luscious blonde hair as he's just slamming those. Man, that would be great.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We got to get into the whole leather jacket too, in terms of visual. Yeah.
No, you guys need silver... Like silver suits with like big shoulder, like triangular shoulder things.
Oh, I like that. Like almost like a Ziggy Stardust-ish kind of deal.
Yeah.
I was yes. Or like, do you know about Kraftwerk? Yeah, Kraftwerk. Have you ever listened to Kraftwerk? Mm. Yeah, like maybe we could dress up like them. We want like multicolored jumpsuits, right? Mm-hmm. And men without hats. Yeah. That's another one. We can do that. Yeah, we can do a lot of stuff.
Devo.
We can do a lot of stuff.
Dude,
Devo, that's right.
The potential for the theremin is just limitless.
Limitless. Yeah. And that's why you will see whenever we get the Patreon up, I will myself place a tier in there.
This is going to put our podcast on the map.
It really is.
Because
the
potential
really
of this podcast is very limited.
Yeah, limited, quite limited.
At best.
But the crossover between theremin and podcasting is
it's a blue
huge.
Ocean.
I mean, it's a completely.
Yeah, I would say so.
Completely. Yeah. It's almost an unbounded
It's an
market.
Untapped market, really.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This will be a quotable. There are lots of people online listening to this show who would really prefer that we would be playing theremin.
And what better way to radicalize the listeners than taking their money and spending it on theremins?
On theremins. That is the
bad. They'll want to kill somebody afterwards.
Yes.
There it is. That's it.
Maybe
that's
Leon Theremin.
See, that's one of those things, like, it's somewhat, like, we go on a show and they go, like, when we were on Monica's show, she's like, did that really happen to you? Did you guys really get kicked out of the studio? And I'm going, yes, we did. I can just picture it again. Did you guys really make an entire album out of theremin fart noises? Yes, we did.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yes, we did. And you guys are musicians? No.
No.
And you guys, why'd you make it?
It was
there. No, it's a limitless potential.
That's a good
idea. Yeah, we mutter out like all the things. It was an untapped market. It was completely.
We just say it. We should just like use lyrics from the song. You know, both directions.
Oh, dude, that's it. The entire album is us singing about the potential of the market of the crossover podcast and theremin. So it's like an inside within an inside.
This is gonna be big. Wow, wow. They're gonna love this. Wow, wow.
Just listenership is just dropping off.
Oh, man. Well, we've secured at least 300 listeners in this plan that probably drives 3,000 or so.
We have a dedicated following of three people that are funding our entire theremin exploits, and everyone
else
has left us in the dust.
I loved
listeners,
the Chipotle sessions.
Theremin
my
Liner.
My favorite work of yours.
Theremin Liner. Oh, wow. That's
God,
stupid.
It was the best thing you guys have ever done. That would be. How bad would that be if somebody nailed us with that insult?
Oh, yeah. Literally the most productive thing y'all have done in 3 years.
God. All right. So at this point, Joe, I'm going to have you off off air, and we'll talk about how I can set up the theremins, because we're going to I'm pretty much at this point committed to doing this a whole 22 track. We'll put it on Spotify. Dude, the more different forms of bizarre content we have, the funnier our Wikipedia page will look after the two of us get blown up.
Yeah.
Or the funnier our FBI rap sheet will look.
But the thing is, at some point we're going to get big enough where there are other podcasts who do what we do but better and also hate us and insult us all the time. So the more info that we can give to them, frankly, the better.
We'll that's why we podcast.
Yeah, the more fodder we can give.
Sorry. Didn't mean to click that.
Oh, God.
Oh. It's so bad. Is that the same voice that you used, exactly the same voice, or did you try and do a Rollo impression?
I tried to do it
that?
Sort of like a Fraggle Rock voice for that.
Oh, dude, it does kind of sound like that. Man, I haven't watched Fraggle Rock in a long time.
I haven't listened to Rollo and Slappy in a long time.
No. Moose!
Oh. There you go. There it is. There it is. Well, man, I love it. That's great.
Fucking around.
You know what? When we came in here, I got to look at this place from the outside.
I left that little clipboard over there.
I don't know. Let me ask you, did you guys get this place inspected before you bought it?
Specifically, does not have any powder substance on it.
No, yeah. I'm noticing actually has a government seal.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm
here. What is that?
I'm only asking because as I'm looking around here, there's just a couple things I'm seeing that are probably like blatant code violations, and
you don't need to do that.
I don't want to make a deal of it.
It's structurally sound. I mean, when I got it.
So like one of the most important things
Aaron checked it out.
Looking at building safety is, you know, how do you get out of the space? Your egress. Like this is, you know, that's whatever else happens to the building. As long as you can get out of it, you know. Yeah.
Code.
Well, no, I just, code I just,
no, like what?
I mean, the fact that in order to get into this place, we had to climb up a ladder.
What's
into
happening?
We stay here.
Makes
this
me
feels a lot like the union situation.
Maybe
what's
you don't
going
have
on?
Proper egress.
It's ingress only.
Yeah, we don't need it. We've been over this. We don't need it. Aaron had a look around. We don't actually ever really leave.
Well, we are literally
so we just got in and here we are. You know, and you can see.
Look.
Yeah, that was another thing. I mean, usually in what we would consider a habitable space, there's plumbing.
I mean, we haven't habited.
And
here
I'm not seeing
well,
any of that
really.
Here.
So
well,
I don't know
see,
if we
plumbing,
would want to go so far as
yeah,
plumbing comes
yeah.
with opportunity.
Yeah, you
cost.
Get some PVC.
Yeah. And also, it's just like $40.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, the toilet has PVC. I didn't touch the toilet.
I mean, obviously, I'm just pointing out one
we
aspect
all need
of
that.
This.
Yeah, and the other thing is the opportunity cost. It's like, do you want the plumbing or do you want the $40 for like crack and Chipotle?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's marginal utility.
We're running an Austrian podcast.
And the thing with the
do you want crack or do you want copper?
That's for us.
Normally. Most places, like at least in Australia here, like the toilets we have here, are usually have like a drain pipe connected to them, so that
so you're just gonna give it away for free?
Has somewhere to go.
Yeah, it goes to the floor below. That's not our.
Nobody lives down. No, I've
started
going
to hang
out with some of our neighbors. Nobody's. There's no.
I was wondering.
Yeah, the raw sewage in the floor below fits right in with the raw sewage in, you know, the Bronx.
That's right.
In general.
Something tells me that these codes don't take into account the aesthetic affection that we have for certain things like the smell and the fire hazard potential.
Well, are you guys... I'm actually a bit confused. So is this space classified as a crack house or as a meth lab?
It's a commercial.
There's different standards that apply.
It depends on which apartment you go into. I've seen quite a bit
of
both
variety.
Going on.
It's a mixed use is what they call it. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, we go with like the whole WeWork idea of it's a shared space with multiple different
come in with your laptop.
Yeah, so
using the common areas.
You have assembly occupancy in there. You've got some business use. You've got maybe some mercantile use.
Yeah, I make stuff. Yep. So, yeah.
Nothing you can prove.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I lost all that stuff that I made.
in a shitting on the floor below accident.
I dropped it into the hole where the toilet ceramic used
That's
to
That's where
be,
all the used needles go. Just down the toilet into the floor below.
Yeah. Yeah, you, if, by the way, if you're here to critique this wonderful building of ours, then you might as well not even look at the piping.
Well, what little there is left. See, that's the
thing. I don't know that there's any piping to look at.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So therefore none to critique.
You still got your sprinklers.
Well, okay. Yeah, I will say I did notice that I mean it seems like you guys probably learned a lesson from the old studio, and it's good that
and that you can't sprinklers. Well, you know, but it's not worth it to scrap cast iron.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, as I'm looking at the sprinkler up there, I'm not sure that that's an NFPA 13 compliant system.
Oh, boy. Now he's spouting the acronym.
It looks, it looks to me like it's just a lawn sprinkler that somebody stapled.
Do you know
to
what?
The
should we tell him what happened to the last acronym guy that came in here? We've had some acronym guys come in here. Let me tell you that.
Keyword is hat.
Yeah, hat. Yeah, it's not a good thing to be an acronym guy in the crack house. I can tell you that.
We may not have any bullets left, by the way. That also
we may have pumped the last one into Santa.
It's a real wonder that you blasted Santa and nobody did nothing. There was no call, no police showed up. Really amazing.
Blended in with all the other gunshots in this neighborhood.
By the way, I'm imagining, Tim, that your very critical and hurtful sheet that you have there doesn't take into account that a lot of the bullet holes that you're seeing, that we didn't cause those.
Mm-hmm.
They were
So that's grandfathered. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, is it? Oh, good. Oh, good.
Well, that's good. So none of these none of this has any legal implications, right?
No, it's just it's just highly likely that you'll die in a fiery inferno.
Oh, whatever.
In that space.
No.
Yeah. Well,
we've already survived one of those.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. Yeah, we're
fine. I was kind of scared for a second. I was getting a little hostile.
Yeah. I was.
Right, yeah.
Fire.
A situation I've never been in before, sure. Right. But that, I am not scared of that at all.
Jeez.
Does that happen a lot?
All right.
It's happened once.
Oh, yeah?
Hmm. Was that a...
well, we didn't die in. Well, that's actually didn't Felicia didn't. Oh, she did make it. That's right.
Did make it. Yeah.
She did.
What about the elf?
It sounds like, yeah. Okay.
What the hell happened to the elf?
She doesn't. She only goes. She's fine. She's on the internet talking wild.
I honestly haven't seen her on the internet. It's been great.
Muting them all. It's been amazing. Great stuff. Oh man.
So I noticed you guys have a. I noticed you guys do have a fire extinguisher over there, and it looks like it has been
used
recently inspected, which is great. But if you're cooking meth in here, that really should be an ABC type fire extinguisher, not just an AB type.
Well,
so
we are not.
I want to check that out.
We are
constructive
not
criticism.
That comes from ISO 8953, which is the meth lab international standard.
No, I'm almost convinced that's
real. Yeah, I waited. I waited. And inspected the blower, and I put a little tamper seal on it.
Oh,
so, it's good to
go.
Wow,
he's on something.
All right. Anything else? Yeah, I mean, it sounds like we've rounded it out. Looks like we're looking good.
Just note a few
right?
derogations
little
here,
fire
but
danger,
I think,
no
you know,
deal.
The fact that this place is still standing at the moment implies that, I guess, there's some degree of safety that you guys have taken into consideration. So
that's right.
It's a really,
a lot
you know,
of safety.
Who are we to criticize?
Well, it's really, I mean, this whole building, it's really what we'd call adaptive reuse.
There you go.
You know, you're taking an underutilized building and now you're putting it to good
Agorism.
Use. So that's something that
means it's,
you know, the environmentalists would really be happy with.
Well, I'm a big fan of them.
Yeah. And we do qualify for small business grants too, which is nice.
Well, those we didn't know. Well, you can't.
I will eventually run out of crack and, you know, that's an avenue.
Not in the COVID bill. So you're not getting, we're not getting any of those. So.
Oh yeah, have any of you got your $600 yet?
Found out I'm not getting it.
Really?
You're not?
Damn.
Moosed.
Uncle
Sam
Trump
moosed
it.
Found out because I'm still not old enough to get it. It sucks.
You're not 29. You don't get internet or COVID stimulus.
No COVID money.
Yeah, what do you need money for?
Why do you need to be that old?
Because before Bitcoin gets to 40, I would like to be able to buy into it when I can.
Well, why aren't you getting the stimmy check?
Because I'm too young. It's over 24.
Really?
Got to be 25. Over 24? Yeah, you got to be 25 because 24-year-olds don't need money at all.
Right.
Can't imagine.
Yeah.
Can't imagine.
Yeah, I remember being 24, no money.
Yeah. No, not needing.
I didn't even use it.
Seemed.
Didn't even use it. Just wandered around. Needed.
Wasn't the most expensive period of my life for sure. it's all good. It's all good.
Did you get it yet, Aaron?
Yeah.
No, I haven't gotten it yet.
Don't give it to him. Don't give it to him.
I saw Dino post something. I saw Dino post something that they literally accidentally sent it to the wrong banks or something like that. Did you guys see that?
I believe it. Yeah.
I'm going to get my stimulus check on top of my GI Bill check, and it's going to be fucking glorious.
You mean the Israeli ones?
Yeah, a lot of crack and a lot of Chipotle. That was great.
I actually, with that first Trump bucks thing that happened, I actually had, they mailed me a check in Australia. And I got this check for it.
Wow.
It was like the full amount for a couple. So like my wife and I both got, even though she's not even an American citizen.
That's amazing.
And then you had to fly all the way back over the United States to cash
did
it.
You?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Wait, do you file? I mean, well, this is like probably too much information, but do you like have to file with the IRS being over there?
So I every year I have to file like a 15-page tax return to report zero taxable income. There's this thing called the FBAR form, which is it's part of the whole anti-money laundering thing that came out with the Patriot Act, where any like American citizen living abroad or if you have any offshore bank accounts, which it means if you're living abroad, your bank account is offshore, right? So any bank account, which is like more than $10,000 or something like that, you have to send in this separate thing. This is separate from taxes, the separate form you got to send in. Reporting basically the maximum amount of money you had in each of these offshore bank accounts during the year. It's I call it, you know, F.
That's kind of weird, because that's really like an odd, hey, what are you doing over there? You know, because
it's like what it is really, you know, odd. as if the terrorists who they're going after and the drug dealers or whatever going after this stuff are going to file this form, you know,
right.
As if we're going to file that form.
Complete nonsense.
Jesus. That sounds terrible. Yeah. How's your COVID restrictions and things like that been? I've heard tales.
I'm in Adelaide. So I'm in Adelaide where they had that, like, we had a lockdown for like a day and a half because they had I think you guys talked about this on your show. This is the one where that lady was emailing the cops or tweeting at the cops to ask him, like, you know, can I walk my dog or whatever.
Oh, that was
like,
in Adelaide?
That was Adelaide, yeah. And so, because we've hardly had any lockdowns, restrictions, or whatever up until that happened, because we really haven't had many cases. And so we still, like, you know, people wear masks now, but it's like, it's all voluntary. Now they have this QR code thing where every store you go into, you're supposed to scan in this app, basically to, you know, it's like the contact tracing thing. So, which is kind of terrifying. And for a while I was thinking that I would be kind of like the agorist hero and sort of make a show about not signing it or whatever, not scanning the thing. I don't have the app, but what I do is, like, if you don't have the app, it's like a sheet you can sign. So I do that because I figure at least that, you know, holy shit, I'm touching the theremin here. Hang on, I'm gonna turn the thing off. I'm just like waving my hand around while talking and the theremin starts squeaking. So the way I see it is, you know, if I'm just writing my name down on a piece of paper, that's probably not going to leave the store. Whereas if I've got this app, that's like, who
knows
for
where
that's going, right?
Yeah, that's good.
And the other thing is, it's probably a bit of a, you know, kind of slow things down a little bit when they go to actually process it, you know?
Yeah.
So
I get that. I like that.
And the reason I've actually started, like, for about a week after it first came in, I'm like, I'm not doing that. So I just like walk into stores and stuff. And, you know, I, the way I see it, the way out of any of this stuff is some form of like defiance, right?
Like, sign that paper.
You gotta be able to show other people. Like, if I'm sitting there signing a thing and I see some other guy just walk in, I'm like, now I feel stupid. Like, I should have just walked.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You know?
You gotta
why
stay
didn't
strong
you
with your brothers in arms.
Yeah, but I looked it up and it's like, apparently there's like $1,000 fine for what they call blatant breaches for an individual, and then up to like a
blatant breaches.
You blatantly didn't sign that paper.
Boy, that was real blatant. Yeah.
So, but it's ridiculous.
They like judge the speed with which you walk by it.
Yeah. So I have actually started doing it, but I'm just, you know, signing the paper rather than using the app or whatever, because it's a bit less creepy that way. But yeah, this lockdown we had, they announced the lockdown at like 12 p.m. on a Wednesday or something like that. And they're like, okay, as of 5 p.m. or whatever, midnight tonight or something like that, everyone stay in your houses, can't walk your dogs, can't go outside to exercise, all this stuff. Because this is the reason for it. Because we had one case where there was this pizza place where there was some guy working at the pizza place that had it. And then some other guy got it who claimed that he had ordered a pizza from this place. And he said he got it from the pizza box. So this is literally what they said. They said, oh, we think we've discovered a new strain of this that can actually survive on pizza boxes. And so we got to lock down the whole society, the whole city, to contain
mozzarella
this new
cheese
strain of COVID.
Strain.
And it turns out,
how long that
primary vehicle? Yeah. Its primary vehicle of transport is on delicious foods.
So they say, we're going to lock down for like 7 days or 5 days or something like that until we figure this all out and figure out who else ordered pizzas that night, you know? And so it turns out, so the original guy who was sick, he got it because he'd been moonlighting as a security guard at what they call the COVID hotel where they quarantine people, right? So he was doing, like, that's where he got it from, from the actual quarantine hotel. Like when people fly in, you know, they quarantine them there. And then the other guy, it turns out he was like working under the table at the pizza shop. So he like just, you know, was there and got it directly from the guy. He didn't get it from the pizza box. And so once they figured that out, they're like, okay, yeah, no more lockdown. We don't need to do this anymore. So it lasted like a day and a half. And then and they're like, oh, no, it's, yeah, no, okay, we don't need to do it. But be careful, wear your masks and you know, all this bullshit. So, which I think, to be honest, I think it's probably the best outcome that could have happened out of it because, you know, it's like fool me once, you know, cry wolf, whatever. You know, they've bullshitted once.
Right,
so
yeah.
Hopefully that's kind of pushed a few people in the direction of like, you know, screw these people. Like they don't know what the hell they're doing.
Tim, how's Maine? We have not had
Maine's been
appearance on this show probably
ever. Through the whole thing, our numbers have been pretty low, although they've been spiking recently. But yeah, no, our numbers were pretty low. And what was happening over the summer was basically everybody was coming from Boston and New York and everywhere was coming up to Maine because our numbers were low and everybody was getting out of the cities and just coming up here. So I don't know. And people even like moving up here, buying houses.
You didn't lock down at all up there? Anything locked down? Anything closed? Indoor dining?
Indoor, I'm not sure. They've gone back. They had some indoor dining. I'm not sure where it stands at this. No, I think we have indoor dining. I think you can dine indoors. We have like my kids are in school right now. And
Yeah,
5 days a week.
Yeah, that's not
so right. We're kind of lucky with that. Yep. And so, yeah, no, so it hasn't been too bad, but the numbers are going up pretty quickly now. Over the last couple of weeks, we got like 3,000 active cases just in my county, which is like 200,000 people or something, and which is way much higher than we've had in the state like all summer. And so I got a feeling something's coming down the pipe here, but it's kind of, this is kind of our first wave because we never really got the first wave that everybody else got.
So
we'll see. I don't know.
I just went over to New Mexico and man, I don't even think they have indoor dining. Or at least they didn't where I went. It was really irritating.
You sure they didn't want to let you into the restaurant?
It's you. Strange guy from out of nowhere. I'm wondering if we failed our little inspection there. How are we doing?
At least you guys are all wearing masks, so that gives you a few points.
How dare
That's
you.
Important.
It's hard to smoke crack through a mask.
Dare you. I haven't left this building in 3 weeks. Why would I need to?
It's more the asbestos that I was thinking of.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes. Is that up there? Is that what
that really
shiny
that
stuff
much
is?
Yep.
Yeah.
Just the warmth of the pipe. the gentle glow of my Bic lighter.
Just the gentle glow coming off the bowl of that
What is
pipe.
Your little what is your little inspection chart say about our the property value around here? You think we could probably pawn this thing off or something like that at some point? I mean, we gotta just take the microphone. That's all we really
gotta
take.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you guys could try doing like Airbnb in there. Maybe you could get like some renters coming
in. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Like a podcasting destination Airbnb. Like right. Income
like
see
like
the
a,
sausage.
Like a shared office space
come see us
for
get high
hard
and
drug
podcast
users.
And play the theremin. And eat Chipotle and play more.
That's right, yeah.
Oh, we work for hard drug users and podcasters.
Absolutely crazy. Hey,
you know, to mix ideas, to cross pollinate.
This is so weird, but this just brought something up. Thinking about Aaron vandalizing this building,
which he has empirically done,
makes me think about, did you guys all see this story that happened? Joe, do you keep up with American politics?
Just by listening to like Dave Smith, that's pretty much my current events.
I don't know if Dave talked about this yet, but so there was a story that I, maybe it was 2-3 days ago at the point of recording, which would be on this weird day. The 2nd of January this happened, vandals target homes of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. So we saw this. Did everybody get a chance to take a look at
it? That by me
I'm going to put it in the old chat. If you want to look it up, Daily News is what the article I decided to pull up. Vandals target home, not the, you know, the Germanic pagan. Anyway, vandals target homes of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority.
Oh, yes, I did
Mitch
see
McConnell.
This.
So I was.
Oh my God! Did they put a pig's head out there?
Well, the actors did. Yeah, yes, they did.
Is that a real pig's head?
That I assume the actors who bought that.
Look how they misspelled.
Right?
Where's my money?
Anyway, so here's what I'm thinking.
WERSS my money.
somebody did.
It's a cute touch.
Wow.
It's a cute touch.
And
it's
that's
a good,
Mitch
it's a
McConnell's
cute touch.
House. But see, here's the thing. So I want to take a look at the two. Everybody who's get on your Google machines. If you're not on your Google machines, you got to do this later because you really need to see the effect that the two groups had. So for Nancy's, you can see it is the garage door, right? I want you to take a look at some very important things. Does anybody see any spray paint on the brick? There's no spray paint to be found on the brick, right? We all see that, right?
Yep. And there should be one anarchy completing
A,
that one
right?
anarchy. A,
okay, sure. So then you know what? That's just one thing, right? It's just very convenient. And also the pig's head was a really beautiful touch, really cute. I'm sure that whoever did that definitely did that. Mm-hmm. And that's great. So here's what I think is now take a look at the McConnell one. Yeah, it doesn't look like
blood,
but I think it is.
Like
now, see, I had some people straight up saying it was a Photoshop.
Oh, my
that
Lord.
It didn't happen at all, that it was a Photoshopped photograph.
Yeah.
I don't think it is, but it could be because that...
definitely looks like
it. Fact that there's no paint on that brick is really odd, but who knows? Somebody could have masked it. I don't know how it works. Yeah, that was one of my favorite comments I saw. I wish I know who put that. Was... Whenever I'm vandalizing someone's house, I always make sure to masking tape the side so nothing gets on the brick. That's what I'm really feeling here. Now, let's take a look at Mitch McConnell's. The one that said says, where's my money misspelled, but it looks like somebody tried to make an H, but then they just gave up. But it's where's my money, and then fuck Mitch McConnell. Now, you can see the fuck Mitch McConnell in the corner there. If you can find a bigger picture of this, you can see more of it. That's actually on the brick. It's on the right. Underneath his mailbox, which is an ugly-ass mailbox. Really ugly. Show some pride, Mitch. And also roasted that now everybody knows where you live. Funny, right? Like, now I got the exact street address number and everything. So it says, fuck Mitch McConnell in white and then red over it. And where's my money on the door? Now, as you can see, the where's my money, the paint on the door is white, so it doesn't really affect the side. But you can see that they did hit the bricks there. They didn't leave a pig's head. And so my theory is at 2 in the morning, somebody did this at Mitch McConnell's, right? And Nancy Pelosi, ever the dramatist that she is, at 2:30, texted her son, who was in his bedroom playing Rome 2. Yes, I'm her son, and said, son, you got it. You and your friends, you still got that pig head that you guys were doing satanic rituals with because we're part of the Pelosi family, which is a satanic cult family. And he goes, of course I do. She goes, why don't you take that outside, blood it, get it all out, use the spray paint if you have to, and use the masking tape. Yeah. Don't mess up the bricks. Mess up
tape
my door.
Tape off the brickwork. That's expensive
Mitch
to
is,
fix.
Yeah, be careful. Don't mess up my bricks. And vandalize it because of one of two things, either because I can't look better than Mitch does because I have to be the victim because we can't let him be the victim. And as you can see, he's clearly not the victim. Nobody cares that this happened. Or the other thing was she was basically going, because the guys that I just hired to vandalize Mitch McConnell's house are finished doing what they're doing, but I forgot to hire the people to come here to do it to us too. That's what I think is one of the two possible options. Theories. comments,
yeah,
thoughts?
Yeah, I'm in.
Good.
Yeah, open and
wow,
short.
Wow,
right?
That was easy.
Listeners? This Nancy Pelosi's looks like a Photoshop job. I mean, just, I'm not an expert at Photoshop.
I'm not an expert at looking at stuff.
I'm not an expert. Listen, I haven't spent 32 years of my life looking at stuff, but in the case that I had, this looks like a photo. There's something about it that looks like very Photoshop-y, and I couldn't tell you why as like an expert in Photoshop, but just looking at it, it looks woo.
If you look around the right-hand anarchy symbol, mm-hmm. like on the right-hand thing, the brick there is like a little bit discolored, and it looks like that looks like something that someone would do in Photoshop, like they're trying to smudge something out or change some lighting or something like that.
Also, where the paint goes from the garage door to the window and then back onto the garage door, like particularly where that the cross from the eye on UBI like goes over that little ridge there, it just looks really goofy to me. I don't know why. Yeah. Yeah,
really odd.
I think this is a Photoshop.
Yeah, I'm looking at what's going on the old window there. Yeah, that is the most troubling part because that's got to be some heavy duty ass spray paint if it doesn't even like it's on glass, like it didn't drip at all, didn't.
Yeah, it's just super weird. Really, yeah, this odd. Looks like a Photoshop.
Yeah, it is kind of weird.
Also, look at the on the left side on the Anarchy A on the top left where there's white that like smudges in, and then it also happens on the dollar sign above the Anarchy A, like in a couple places. It just looks really super.
Yeah,
super
on the bottom
goofy.
On the bottom of the A, it does the same thing. Yeah. That looks like a Photoshop. Mm, yeah.
Oh, wow. Look at this. Meanwhile, in San Francisco, Pelosi first got a call about vandalism at 2 a.m. Isn't that what I said? Oh, man. Oh, Jesus. Okay, there you go. Wow. Okay, cool. Thanks there.
That pig head looks like really goofy, too.
Yeah, what is that? A pig head? What is that supposed? It do you, now we can safely say that if this is indeed real, vegans didn't do this, right?
Well, I guess.
There you go.
Is it?
Take us out of here now. Just drive us out now. Now.
Now we gotta go. Gotta go. All right, Tim and Joe, give us everything you got for plugs. And first of all, before we go, thank you again so much for coming up with our theme song again, because y'all did the last one too. And then also thank you for introducing us to our new project and future, which is the Theremin.
We will be in touch. We will be in.
I've got to rebrand again.
Yeah. The Theremin Boys.
Yeah.
We will really be in touch. I'm putting it in my on the board right now. Actually, I'm going to write the note right
theremin.
Now.
I'm going to change my solo theremin show to Boys Theremin.
Boys Theremin.
The Theremin Fun.
I was thinking I should have tried to do the what was it? The Russian National Anthem.
Yeah, in the Theremin.
Oh, man. The Theremin or the NES hard
bass
or whatever.
Yeah. Oh man,
that's good.
Yeah.
So what do y'all got for plugs? First of all, you guys do the In Architecture podcast, which is one of my favorite podcasts when it does come out. You guys got to work on that a little bit. Give us everything else you got.
That's it. We got the podcast, which is In Architecture. What is it? InArchitecturePodcast.com. We're on Twitter at In Architecture P. P is for podcast. What else? We're on some other stuff, but those are pretty much the ones that we're active on. We also have, if you like the music, check out our band, which is, we had our band that we put together back in like high school. And we've pretty much stuck with the same guys. Our bass player left a while ago, but we've got a few albums that are up on Spotify and we've got a webpage with the music on it. So go to, the band is called Diametric. The idea is that we are at opposite ends of the line Earth.
Nice.
You know, me in Australia and Tim in the US or whatever. So there's a sort of diameter between us. The name of the band is Diametric. And go to, I think it's diametricband.com is the webpage for that. And we got all the music on there. You can stream it from the webpage, or we got links to the Spotify and all that stuff on there too. Anything else? I was going to do, I have some Australian cryptids that I was going to bring to you guys, but maybe next time.
Well,
next time, and we'll have our theremins ready to go.
Yeah,
and
we'll do a big theremin cryptid bash.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and it'll be sooner than you think, because I'm genuinely determined, and when I put my mind to it, it's going to get done.
It'll be the culmination of everything this podcast is about, theremins and cryptids.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then from there we can do nothing except slowly lose listeners, as we said we would.
Just bleed revenue.
Perfect. All right. Well, with that, until next week, keep two hands on the wheel.